trip surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A total wrong from Julie Yuma. Here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way. But we did nothing. Wearing out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing. Absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money on mine.
You can see them all bitching by the bar, above the fine line between the rich and the poor. And Mike turned to me and said, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
Canada, date with mom, 30-second English radio full mix.
Hi, it's your mother, Earth. You know, I was once beautiful and full of life, but that was long ago. Now I'm going through this change. I'm having hot flashes and talk about gassy. I could use some fresh air. Bet you could too, honey bun. Tell you what, this Earth Day, April 22nd, pack a little of lunch, meet me at the park, and we can plant a tree together. It'll be special. And the folks at Earth Day Canada say it'll help with the odour. Visit earthday.ca to find out more. Oh dear, was that me or you?
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Trouble with the maples.
Well, Ken, the Bible says that one of the trees in the garden was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why do you say it could be called a tree of death?
Well, when God made Adam, he didn't create him to be a puppet. He wanted Adam to willingly love and obey him. And God told Adam he could eat of any tree in the garden, but there was only one tree he was not to eat of. If he disobeyed, then he'd have to die. God also planted a special tree called the tree of life. Now, I call the tree of the knowledge of good and evil the tree of death. This is because if Adam ate from it, then death would enter the world. That very truth is shared in an exhibit in our Creation Museum to open later this month. In a real sense, Adam had a choice, the tree of life or the tree of death. And sadly, he chose the tree of death. That's why there's death all around us. It's a judgment from a holy God because of sin. And Genesis tells us that through death, God will provide a way for man to come back to a perfect relationship with his Creator and have access to the tree of life.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and in this episode, we are celebrating the July 1st holiday of Canada Day, basically Canada's 4th of July. We began that set you just heard with one of our two featured artists, Brand Van 3000, and Exactly Like Me from their Glee album. And then our other featured artist, Rush and Vital Signs from Moving Pictures. Then Matapat with their song called Matapat. And then Alanis Morissette, All I Really Want. Then a public service message from the Kinsmen. Unwinding from all of that, we heard from Brand Van 3000 once again and Drinking in LA. Then another public service message about Earth Day, A Date with Mom, our Mother Earth. And Rush finished us off with a story wrapped in a song, The Trees Who Are Now All Kept Equal by Hatchet, Axe, and Saw. From Hemispheres. Backing me up right now is Natalie McMaster with Real Beatrice from the Rough Guide to the Music of Canada. Basically our third feature of this show, our featured ambiance. Well, let's start off the next set with some more Rush, and then we'll be hearing from Katie Lang, Bachman Turner Overdrive, our other featured artists, Brand Van 3000, and we'll close it out with some more Rush here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio.
misguided slut.
She was a big bone gal from southern Alberta. You just couldn't call her small. You can bet every Saturday night she'd be heading for the Legion Hall. Put her blue dress on and she'd do her hair. Oh, she'd been waiting all week. With a bounce in her step and a wiggle in her walk, she'd be swinging down the street. You could tell she was ready by the look in her eyes. She slipped into the crowd. She wore her face as she entered the place. Yeah, the big bone girl was proud. Now people would come from miles around, gather there to dance. But when the big bone girl came shuffling in, she'd hold them in a trance. You could tell she was ready by the look in her eyes. She slipped in. She walked with grace as she entered the place. Yeah, the big bone girl was proud. Hey, hey, the big bone gal. Ain't no doubt she's the natural. Shaking and a stinging and a breaking up across the floor. Hey, hey, the big bone gal. Ain't no doubt she's the natural. Reeling and a rocking and she's yelling out for more.
These are extraordinary circumstances.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and on this episode, we are celebrating next Wednesday's July 1st Canada Day holiday, basically Canada's 4th of July. We began that set with one of our two featured artists, Rush and Limelight from Permanent Waves. And then K.D. Lang followed that with Big Boned Gal, a remix of that from Alberta, Wild Roses and Northern Lights, a Smithsonian Folkways recording. And then Bachman Turner Overdrive, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Brand Van 3000 followed that with Problems. And then Rush, Natural Science, also from Permanent Waves. Backing me up right now is a band called Silk Road Music with a piece called Green Mountain Petronella. From The Rough Guide to the Music of Canada, our featured ambiance album of this episode. Well, we've got one last set for you, and let's start it off with some more Rush. Here's Dreamline from Roll the Bones.
He's got a roadmap of Jupiter, radar fix on the stars. All along the highway, she's got a liquid crystal compass, a picture book of the rivers under the Sahara. They travel in the time of the prophets on the desert highway, straight to the heart of the sun. Like lovers and heroes, I'm the restless part. Got a star map of Hollywood, a list of cheap motels all along the freeway. She's got a sister out in Vegas, promise of a decent job, far away from her hometown. They travel on the road to redemption, a highway out of yesterday, that tomorrow will bring. Like lovers and heroes, birds in the last days of spring. We're only at home when we're on the wing. On the
world that are just out of our control.
Let me tell you a story about a girl I know. When it comes to love, she's ready to go. Oh, and I like it when you shake those hips. When you shake those tits, she went to the bathroom and bought her nuts. When she come back, well, I don't wanna know. Hey, that baby girl, what y'all doing? I don't care, just as long as it's screwing, alright. Oh, did that baby think you did your cool?
Of the innocent.
happen.
I'm gonna go.
listening to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. We've been celebrating Canada Day next Wednesday, July 1st, by playing all music by Canadian musicians in this episode. And our featured artists have been Rush and Brand Van 3000. We started off that last set with Dreamline by Rush from their Roll the Bones album. And then Les Sexarinos with Hey Salone. Rush then followed again with the title track from the Roll the Bones album. And then Spoiled Rotten, She Gets Around. Next up was Bachman Turner Overdrive with Let It Ride. And then Rush again with Subdivisions. Backing me up right now is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with that classic New Year's Eve song, Auld Lang Syne. You know, walking is a great way to get around. Listening to music, podcasts, or just tuning in nature. But you gotta be careful. There are lots of distracted and impatient drivers out there. And in the end, it doesn't matter if you have the right of way. Watch out. Been a public service message from people who care. Yes, WMFO. Thanks so much for listening to this Tears of the Gods episode. We'll be back again next week with another edition of our show, celebrating America's Independence Day. Coming up next is Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music of the 1980s. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson.